Hear the reading of the word from Mark 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" This is the reading of the word.
Let's pray together. God, again, we come before you to ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and the faith to trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is always saying things in the Gospel of Mark that leave those around him completely befuddled. Or, to use the word Mark uses over and over again to describe their feelings, amazed. Jesus would say something, and they were amazed. Jesus even spits on the ground at one point, and the next thing you know, blind people can see, deaf people can hear, mute people can speak. God keeps promises. The Lord is faithful. Even when Jesus sleeps, the next thing you know, well, come see for yourself. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are dying?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with amazement and said to one another, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" If you were there and saw this happen, when you got home that night, would you not have told everyone in the house what had happened to you that day? "You're never going to believe what happened to me at work today." "What?" "Well, see, we were with Jesus, and we got in a boat again." "You're always getting into boats. Just let me tell the story." So we were with Jesus, and we got in this boat, and all of a sudden, the sky started turning this color, and it was kind of gray, black, green. "Oh, I know. I saw it happen. And I couldn't believe when it just stopped." I know, that's a part of the story. So the sky just starts turning this black, green, gray color that no one's ever seen before. And the next thing we know, it's pouring down rain and the boat's getting swamped and we're tossing and turning. And Jesus, we turned around and he was asleep, just taking a nap. We were like, "What, are we supposed to just, you know, wake me up when we get there?" So we're dying, and we don't know what to do. But we've seen Jesus do some pretty neat things up to this point, and so we thought, well, if anybody can get us out of this, so we went and woke him up. And you're just never going to believe this. He stands up. And do you remember last Thanksgiving? when your Aunt Lucy got out of control at the dinner table? And she started talking about politics and getting everybody at the table mad, and somebody got mad, another person got mad. And you remember what you said to your Aunt Lucy? Yeah, I remember. You told her, but in just this kind of straightforward voice, Aunt Lucy, this is Thanksgiving. Just calm down. And you remember how Aunt Lucy reacted, right? Well. But then she calmed down. Okay, what does that have to do with this? Well, that was what Jesus did to the storm. He looked at the storm just like you looked at Aunt Lucy last Thanksgiving. And he talked to the storm, just like with Aunt Lucy. And he said, peace. Be still. And then the next thing you know, Winslow Homer skies turned into Claude Monet skies. And it was just the way he said it. You know, it wasn't Charlton Heston standing on the edge with his arms raised and hollering in this big, deep, booming voice. It was just, peace, be still. And it was still. And I don't know what to make of it. But all I do know is this. If he has the power to do that with storms when we're out on the Sea of Galilee, what else might Jesus be able to do? I mean, is this not what our own lives with Jesus are all about? Us? We tell the story of how Jesus does marvelous things in our lives. And there may only be one event like this particular one, but that can sustain a lifetime, as long as we don't forget it, as long as we don't get complacent. We keep telling this story. You see, what makes Mark's version of this particular story, this particular one, so incredibly interesting to me is two little eyewitness details that would only be known to people who were actually there, and there are two little eyewitness details that only appear in the Gospel of Mark. The first one, and this is the one that I find it incredibly interesting, is that Jesus was asleep on a pillow. Other gospel writers don't record this one. So why Mark? Why is Mark telling us that Jesus is asleep on a pillow? I don't know. Sure is interesting, though. But what makes it that much more interesting is that Jesus, just like you and me, got tired in the middle of the day, thought, man, this is a great time for a nap. Wake me up when we get there. Everybody kind of looks at each other and is like, well, okay. He's Jesus, after all. If he feels like taking a nap, let him take a nap. And he takes a nap on the cushion. But you would have had to have been there to know that little detail. If you heard this story, second, third, fourth person, down through the ages, there's this great story. Let me tell you. We were out on a boat one day. It wasn't really we, but they were out on a boat. And this storm comes out of nowhere, starts sinking the boat. Jesus stands up, says, peace be still, and the wind and the waves calm down. Even the wind and the waves obeyed him. That's the version of the story that you would tell. You wouldn't say he was asleep on a pillow. That is just this little eyewitness detail. But the other one is bigger. It's the one where right in the middle of all of this commotion and storm, and this boat is sinking. And did you notice Mark's, you know, little detail about and other boats were with them? You know, they weren't the only boat out on the sea. So I wonder what their version of the story was. You know, we looked over at Jesus' boat, and Jesus just kind of was nonchalant. He was folding his arms, and he must have said something because everything calmed down. I don't know, there's just something about Jesus talking to a storm. Kind of like you would talk to a friend who lost his temper. Put your hand on his shoulder and say, "Look, man, it's not worth it. Just chill out, would you?" That was the way Jesus talked to the storm. It was like Jesus reached out to a friend who had lost his temper, put his hand on the storm's shoulder, and said, "Would you just calm down?" And it did. A story like this, especially this particular version in the Gospel of Mark, is just this one more little snapshot that solidifies my own faith more than my faith would be without this story. All because of a cushion, all because of Jesus talking to a storm. That means that someone was actually there and watched all this stuff happen. This kind of personal miracle does not create a complacent follower. This kind of personal miracle creates the kind of person who lives the rest of his or her life to tell the story over and over again. Whoever this was, who went home that day, who was in the boat and told the story about, "You'll never believe what happened at work to me today," this guy was still telling this story at the dinner table 50 years later. This story does not go away. Hey, kids, did I ever tell you about the time? Yes, we've heard the story. You're on the boat with Jesus. He said, "Peace, be still." You know, until you just make everybody around you crazy from having to listen to the story over and over and over again. But if you go through this story, you can't help but tell it. You just can't. You cannot help but tell this kind of story over and over and over again. So how much less is it that a couple of thousand years ago, Jesus walks the earth, teaches us the way that we're supposed to live with one another and in relationship with God, dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, is raised on the third day, and then sends us out to live life accordingly? I don't know, but I've heard that story a thousand times. You know why you've heard that story a thousand times? Because it's a story worth telling over and over and over again, one that we'll base our very lives upon. That story makes Jesus talking to a storm look like a prologue, because that's what it is. It's setting up things to come. You see it, you hear it, and you tell it. See, hear, tell. And that's just another simple little truth. Another little story that we receive is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Oh, and one more thing. Jesus still calms storms today. Let that one sink into your heart a little bit this week. Jesus still calms storms today. You know your own storm? One you're going through? You know your own storm. We want to wake up in the morning and see skies that look like Claude Monet, but really they do look more like Winslow Homer. You know your own storm? So hear the voice of Jesus, the words of Jesus, in the midst of your own storm, a living Jesus who still speaks a living word, say to you today, in the midst of your own storm, peace. Be still.